Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bashani Radio App. All right, now, this particular thing that I'm doing is called IDGAF. IDGAF. I don't give a fuck. Let me tell you something. I have found that my relationship with that phrase, I'm in a whole relationship with the phrase, I don't give a fuck. IDGAF. IDGAF. Like when you text that shit to somebody, they know exactly what that means. I'm in a whole relationship with IDGAF. I don't give a fuck. Like, and let me tell you, the relationship it's rewarding. When I tell you the relationship has been feeding me, loving me, giving to me, I never knew that releasing shit and letting stuff go and not giving a fuck about what he said, what she said, what did happen, what didn't happen. And I'm not saying that you're just walking around in a cloud and don't care, but let me tell you, not letting it fester, not letting it take root and grow and get bigger, you know, just letting it be what it is and just experiencing life the way it is and say, okay, but you know what? I don't give a fuck. He's doing this. He's doing that. That's great. I don't give a fuck. You can control so much. You can control how mad you get or don't get. You don't give a damn. None. I don't give a fuck. You can say I don't give a damn if you don't want to say fuck because, you know, you don't want to cuss and say the bad words. So you can go, you know, IDGAD, whatever. I don't give a damn. Whichever way you want to say it. But let me tell you, my relationship with that phrase has allowed me to say I'm over it. It's allowed me to honestly be over it. You know, we say we over shit. We say we forgive and we don't. And but when you really over it, it's not gonna faze you. So let me tell you, I used to hate this nigga so bad. I ain't even gonna lie, I used to hate his ass. I hated him so bad that I wouldn't even talk to somebody who had the same name. Like when I say talk to, I'm not talking about dating. I'm talking about just a normal damn conversation. Hi, my name is Bloop, and I'm done talking to you because I don't talk to motherfuckers with that name. The association and hate that I had for that person caused so much disdain that my blood pressure would just rise at the whole thought of his black ass coming into my space. Is his black ass making a phone call or anything. It would make my blood pressure rise. I could sit there and time my pulse rise and feel it bumping, thumping through my damn chest just because this motherfucker's name was mentioned. Now I'm going to stroke out behind this bitch. And I had to catch myself. Why is you giving this motherfucker energy? Why is you giving this motherfucker space and time and risking your health over somebody who ain't even thinking about you? At this very moment, he might have his face buried between somebody's legs eating on some pussy. And you worried about what he doing. You letting him stress you the hell out. And he ain't even nowhere to be found. That's when I said, you know what? I have got to let this go. Nobody should have that kind of control over you. Nobody. Nobody should have that. You know, When you, you know, went and tore up a nigga's tires and, you know, keyed his car and all of that shit, put some shit in his gas, you cared. And you cared a little too much. Because that motherfucker gonna still do him. You know, when you went and did all of that shit, I'm not the only motherfucker that went and did shit, okay? I'm not the only motherfucker that was a little tyrant when they was young and was like, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna fuck you. I'm not the only one. Don't sit here and look at me like this, ladies. Don't look at me like I'm the only motherfucker that did that shit, okay? You know, I'm not the only one that had no, you know, some shit like that go down. I'm not it. I'm not the only one. Don't play with me. Don't play with me. So my point is, when you've allowed yourself to go down that road, and you got to come back and correct yourself. You got to come back and be a better and bigger person. You got to find a way to let that go. You got to find a way to say, you know what? Anything that this person does not bother me anymore. And the way you do that is to forgive. Ooh, wait, but he cheated on me, and he did this to me, and he did that to me, and he, you know, and he just ain't shit, and he owed me money, and you know, and he bought that other bitch some fucking food, and I'm hungry, and you know, how could he do this shit to me? Bitch, let me tell you, I had to stop thinking about what was done to me. And look at what I was doing to me. I was disrespecting me. I was not loving me. I wasn't treating me right. Because had I been doing it, it would have forced him to do it. I had to really come out of that. And when I learned that, you know, fuck him. Literally, fuck him. You the shit. You still got some pussy left. You know, you know what? He can't even take it all. And you know what? Matter of fact, she can have him. And he can have the parts of me that he took, because I reinvented this bitch. And she's better now. Hello. This is fucking 2.0, 3.0, whatever fuck you want to do it. Now we at the 5.0. We got the best bomb ass shit you ever had. I got a whole new skill set out the box. I didn't fucking raise the rent over this motherfucker. I didn't sat here and raise the motherfucking intensity of this shit. I didn't already put some intention into my life and raise the stock on it. The stock is raised. The interest is raised. You know, when people say, I'm trying to see what the equity is. The equity is through the motherfucking roof on this shit. It's through the roof. And when you get there and you realize you just put so much into you that it ain't no motherfucker alive that can take it away or fuck it up, and you adopt that I don't give a fuck attitude, and you sip on your shit and you keep it pushing and you keep on making yourself better. You know, I'm going to go to school. I'm going to give me some more education so that I can do other things. And I'm going to put myself in places where I'm lined up to meet the right people. And my life just goes up and 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 up. And I am the shit. I am that I am. I am incredible. I am amazing. And you know what motherfucker said, and you not humble. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. See, black folks got to understand. We've already been incredible, amazing, and all of that. And motherfuckers say, well, you're not humble when you don't speak these things over yourself. They don't want you to say that over yourself. But let me tell you, say it. I am amazing. I am incredible. I am money. Money's attracted to me. Money loves me. Speak your affirmations and you mean that shit. And you just know, you know, everything comes to me because my booty tastes like honey. Okay? It's the sweetest thing you ever fucking put in your mouth, boy. You know, you just got to go there with yourself and you adopt that I don't give a fuck attitude and cancel that summer bitch out. Baby girl, let me tell you, my relationship with the phrase, I don't give a fuck, has done so much for me that dude look at me and he like, I just want, bitch, if you don't calm your voice, I don't want nobody to know I ever went there. You know, because you're on a whole nother level and you just like, that was a growing phase for me. I was crazy. He ain't even half of what you want anymore. Because you know now what you deserve. And you know now who you are. And you know now all the equity invested in that fat ass that you got. Yeah, I said fat ass. Because it don't matter what size you are beautiful. You are amazing. And you sitting on a gold mine. Hello, I sit on it every day. I sit on it and I wash it and I play with it and it's all mine. Hello, Miss Kitty. How you doing, girl? I owe you all the apologies and the praise at the same time. Hello. But when you develop an amazing relationship with I don't give a fuck, girl, let me give you the list. But before I give you the list, if y'all really want to hear the list, you might want to come on over to the Vannoy. Like, that's like right there. I'm so uninhibited on Vannoy.com, Straight Talk with Tanisha, because I could be my damn self. They got some limitations over here on this damn Bashani Radio, and they've been cutting my shit. So I'm going to tell y'all want to hear that real shit? Come on over to Vannoy and listen to the I Don't Give a Fuck podcast. All right now, and that's what Tanisha said.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.